Are you ready for your Bible quiz? If I asked you, where are the Beatitudes found in the Bible? What would your answer be? Most people would say they're found in Matthew, the 5th chapter. Blessed are the poor in spirit, blessed are they that mourn, blessed are the meek, and so forth. 9 Beatitudes are there. Is that the only place in the Bible that Beatitudes are found? Somebody says, well, Pastor, they may be found in others of the Gospels, but wait a minute. Are you aware that there are Beatitudes in the book of Revelation? 7 Beatitudes are outlined in the book of Revelation. Now, what is a Beatitude? Beatitude. It's an attitude of being. It's an attitude to live by. And the book of Revelation gives us 7 Beatitudes, 7 blesseds to live successfully in the last days of Earth's history. Let's look at the 7 Beatitudes of the book of Revelation. We begin with Revelation chapter 1, verse 1. It says it's the revelation of Jesus Christ. Where did Jesus get this revelation? God gave it to him. Why did God give it to him? To show his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And so the book of Revelation is more than a book of beasts and images and cryptic symbols. It's a book given to us by God to enable us to live fully, abundant lives in the last days of Earth's history. Beatitude number 1, Revelation 1, verse 3. Blessed is he that reads, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things that are written therein, for the time is at hand. So blessed is the one that reads, the person that reads the book of Revelation, the person that understands prophecy, the person that knows what's coming because they have read with divinely enlightened eyes by the Holy Spirit, they will be blessed. So this is the blessing of study. Blessed is the person that reads, those that hear. Now, the word for hear in the original Greek language is akouo. It is understand. So it's one thing to read Revelation. It's another thing to understand it. How do we understand it? By comparing Scripture with Scripture, by reading the book of Revelation, by filling our mind with prophecy, and by allowing the Holy Spirit to interpret that prophecy in our lives. Here it says, in those that keep. Blessed is he that reads and hears or understands and keeps. The purpose of reading and understanding is to keep, is to do those things that are written in the book. So the book of Revelation leads us to perseverance. It leads us to faithfulness. It leads us to obedience. And that's what these blessings are about. They're about a people who saturate their minds with the Word of God, who have God's word and his prophecies filling their hearts, a people who are not, whose minds are not saturated with the mass media of our day. They're not saturated with the latest Hollywood themes. They're not infatuated with Hollywood stars or enamored with the sports heroes. They have the greatest hero in the world, and that's Jesus Christ. And so this is the blessing of for those that study. Now, the second beatitude is the blessing for those that are faithful to God. We find this beatitude in Revelation chapter 14 and verse 13. It says, Revelation chapter 14, verse 13, I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. There is a blessing placed upon the person who's been faithful to God. In the book of Revelation, chapter 13 and 14, the beast power arises. There's a time that no man can buy or sell. There's a time that to be faithful to God, one's life is threatened, one may be put in prison, and one may be isolated from family and friends, and God's Spirit, of course, is there with them. The Holy Spirit is encouraging them, giving them hope. But this says in Revelation 14, verse 13, blessed are the dead that die in the Lord from henceforth. So there are those who may give up their lives, even as martyrs, when the mark of the beast is enforced. As they do that, the Spirit of God touches their lives and influences other people through their faithfulness. Blessed are the dead that die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, the Spirit says that they may rest from their labors. They are resting, but the legacy of their life goes on. They may have been martyrs for their faith, but their life witness still goes on. The impact of their life touches other people. How are you living your life? Are you living your life in such a way that when you die, the legacy of your life still blesses others? That your faithfulness to God impacts your family, your friends, your children, your relatives, your working associates. It is a special blessing given by God upon every person that is faithful to Him and lives a Christ-centered, biblically oriented life. The blessing is that when you die, the legacy of your life will continue to bless others. Here's the third great beatitude. It's the blessing of vigilance. Now, the first blessing in Revelation 1, verse 3, is the blessing of study. The second blessing is in Revelation chapter 14, verse 13. It is the blessing of faithfulness, that if you live a faithful life, you will continue, your life blessing will continue to go on. The third blessing is the blessing of vigilance. We find that in Revelation 16 and here in verse 15. Jesus says, "Behold, I come as a thief." Not that he's coming secretly, but he's coming swiftly, unexpectedly. "Blessed is he that watches and keeps his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame." In other words, be vigilant. Do not allow the world to squeeze you into its mold. Do not allow the world to crowd out the things of eternity. You remember what it says in Romans, the 14th chapter. Here in the book of Romans, the Bible is very, very plain about the world, and it's how the world is attempting to squeeze us. It's Romans actually chapter 12, verse 2. "Be not conformed to this world." In other words, don't let the world squeeze you into its mold. "Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed." How? "By the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." So allow the Holy Spirit to enter your life. Don't be enamored with the things of this world. Don't let the things of time crowd out the things of eternity. Revelation chapter 16, the third beatitude, says, "Behold, I come as a thief." I'm coming quickly. "Blessed is he that watches." What does it mean to watch? It means to be alert. What does it mean to watch? It means to be on guard. "And keeps his garments." What is this? Keep his garments. That is, when we come to Jesus, he clothes us with his righteousness. When we come to Jesus, he surrounds us with his love. When we come to Jesus, he fills us through the Holy Spirit with the fruits of the Spirit of love and joy and peace and long-suffering. "Blessed is he that watches," that's alert, "keeps his garments," that is vigilant, does not allow the things of time to crowd out the things of eternity, "lest he walk naked and they see his shame." There's a blessing for the one who is eternally vigilant, because once you let your faith slip, you remember how it's put in the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 2. The Bible puts it this way in the book of Hebrews, Hebrews 2 verse 1. "Therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things that we've heard, lest at any time we should let them," what? "Slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation?" Don't let the things of eternity slip through your fingers like grains of sand. Don't neglect the salvation that Christ has given to you. That third beatitude is an earnest appeal to watch and be vigilant. Here's the fourth beatitude. It is a call to joy. The beast has risen and fallen. Church and state have united. Babylon has collapsed. The triumvirate of error, the beast, the dragon, the false prophet, all have gone into oblivion now. Church has united with state, and they've combined with the economic, financial powers of this world. Spiritualism has deceived tens of thousands. But the Bible says, there is joy. Why? Revelation 19, verse 1, after these things I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Alleluia, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his ways, are his judgments. For he has judged the great whore who did corrupt the earth with her fornication. Now notice what Scripture says in verse 9. And he said to me, write it down, John. I don't want anybody to miss it, John. Write. Blessed are they that are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, these are the true sayings of God. There is joy. Why? Because one day Christ will come. There is joy. Why? One day evil will be destroyed. There is joy. Why? Because one day the righteous dead will be resurrected and receive glorious immortal bodies. And along with the righteous living, they'll be caught up to meet Christ in the sky. And they will be ushered into the kingdom of God, where Christ will be a recipient of his kingdom, and he will reign forever and ever and ever. Revelation 19 sings this glorious refrain, the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Revelation 19:9 says, look forward to that day. Never give up your joy. Let joy fill your soul, because one day you'll sit with angels. You'll sit with prophets and priests of the Old Testament, the disciples of the New Testament. And there, as you sit at the marriage supper of the Lamb, you'll rejoice. The marriage supper of the Lamb will be the beginning of a new experience in eternity that'll last forever and ever, where there is no sickness, suffering, heartache, and death. Four Beatitudes. First Beatitude, Revelation 1:3, the Beatitude of study. Blessed is the one that saturates his mind with the Word of God. Beatitude number 2, Revelation 14, verse 13, blessed is the one that's faithful, whose legacy lives on after death. Beatitude number 3, Revelation 16, verse 15, blessed is the one who is vigilant, doesn't allow the world to squeeze him into its mold. Beatitude number 4 is the blessing of joy. Let joy fill your soul and fill your heart. Revelation 20, verse 6 is the next beatitude. Blessed and holy is he that is part in the first resurrection. On such the second death has no power, but they shall be priests of God in Christ and reign with him 1,000 years. Blessed is he that takes part in the first resurrection. Death is not the end. It's not a dark hole in the ground. The grave is not a long night without a morning. Eternity is a long, long time. I remember when I was in the fifth grade, I raised my hand and said to my teacher, 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 how long's eternity? I lived on near the Atlantic Ocean as a boy, ran down the beach with sand coming up between my toes, and wind blowing in my face and blowing my hair, the salt breezes, I love to smell them even today. I said, teacher, how long's eternity? She said, picture the vastness of the ocean. And I remember the times with my dad that we went out so far in our little boat that we couldn't see land. And she said, picture a seagull. He comes and takes one drop out of the ocean, flies away. Comes and takes another drop out and flies away. And she said, by the time the ocean gets dry by a seagull taking a drop out with his beak, by the time the ocean gets dry, that's the first second of eternity. And I thought eternity is a long, long time. God says, blessed is the one that is part in the first resurrection. The beast power has reigned. There's been an economic boycott where no man could buy or sell. God's people have been imprisoned. Some have faced martyrdom and death. But every one of them looks forward to that first resurrection where Jesus will say, John, come forth. Mary, come forth. Alice, come forth. Peter, come forth, and the graves will open, and we'll see the glory of the coming of Christ and receive glorious new immortal bodies. Have you laid some loved one to rest? Do you long for the embrace of that father, that mother, that sister, that brother? Cling to this beatitude. Blessed is he that is part in the first resurrection. Beatitude number 6 fills our hearts with hope. Revelation 22, verse 7 Seven great Beatitudes. We're on the sixth of these Beatitudes in Revelation. Revelation 22, verse 7. Jesus says, "Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keeps the sayings of the prophecy of this book." Here is the beatitude of hope. Whatever trials you are going through, whatever difficulties you are facing, whatever challenges are in your life, the scripture says, "Behold, I'm coming quickly. Blessed is he that keeps the sayings of the prophecy of this book." If we are faithful to Jesus, if we are eternally vigilant, if we do not allow the world to squeeze us into its mold, if our focus is on eternity, we can know that the blessing of heaven is ours. The hope of Christ fills within our hearts. There's an old song that says, we have this hope. Hope in the coming of the Lord. The last beatitude is the blessing of obedience. Revelation 22, verse 14. "Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they might have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city." When you are tempted to compromise your faith, when the pressures are all around you to give up, when the journey is long, when the mountain is high, when the road is rough, remember this beatitude. "Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they might have right to the tree of life." Blessed is that man whose life has been transformed by the Holy Spirit. Blessed is that man whose life is new in Christ. Blessed is that woman who lives the faithful, godly life that one day they too will eat of the tree of life. Seven great blessings. First, the blessing on the person who studies the Word of God, especially the prophecies. Secondly, blessed is the one who is faithful to God, Revelation 14, 13. Thirdly, Revelation 16, 15, blessed is the one who's vigilant. Fourth beatitude, blessed is the one whose heart is filled with joy because they're looking forward to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Fifth beatitude, blessed is the one who focuses on eternal life, not on the things of time. Sixth beatitude, blessed is the one whose heart is filled with hope because they cling to the promise that Christ is coming quickly. Seventh beatitude, blessed is the one who does not yield to the beast power, does not compromise their integrity, but is obedient to God and looks forward to one day eating of the tree of life. These blessings are for you. Heaven's richest blessings pour down upon the men and women whose hearts and minds are filled with the Word of God, who are totally committed to the Lord Jesus Christ, who are vigilant and faithful and obedient to him. Open your heart right now and say, "Jesus, rain your blessings down upon me because I long to be your man, your woman in this hour of Earth's history." Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you so much for the blessings in the book of Revelation. We long that those blessings are ours. We long that you rain down those blessings upon us. We open our hearts to receive them just now. In Jesus' name, amen.
This media was brought to you by Audioverse, a website dedicated to spreading God's word through free sermon audio and much more. If you would like to know more about Audioverse, or if you would like to listen to more sermons, please visit www.audioverse.org.